Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. My beautiful friend, my beautiful mama friend. Excited that you are joining me here on the podcast. I wanted to share today with you a personal story that just happened the other day, and I felt terrible. I felt like a terrible mom, and how I had to shift my thoughts and redirect my thoughts for being not enough aware, I would say, not paying enough attention. So first of all, welcome. Welcome to my podcast. I am so happy and excited that you are here. Every month I see there's more and more women that are joining this podcast, and I am just so grateful to God that He is leading you this way. I hope you find it helpful and you found something in this podcast that's been supportive for you. And if you have, would you please do me a favor and leave a 5-star rating and a review for this podcast? And if you take a screenshot of it and send it over to me, I will send you a coupon code to get my mini course for free. It is How to 10X Your Emotional Capacity Levels as a Mom. You will get access to that mini course for free if you leave me a 5-star rating and a review on this podcast so other moms can benefit from it as well, and they can see that there's other moms that are getting some value out of it. My friend, I just turned 35 last week, and my family from Minnesota came over and surprised me for this past weekend. My parents, my youngest sister that lives with my parents, and then my middle sister who is in her 30s and she's got 2 kids, and she came over from New York, and they surprised me on Friday, and we just had such a wonderful time together. We had a wonderful weekend. We went to the beach and we had a great time. Well, on Sunday, we went to our neighbor's pool after church, and my 2-year-old, I think I've mentioned here before, she's getting out of her naps. I tried putting her down for a nap. She didn't nap, which was fine. And I decided to take her to the pool. And she was in a floaty for a while. And then she wanted to take it off and do some tanning and just lay on the towel with her siblings. And then she started to come up close to the pool. And she wanted to play with a football back and forth and toss it to her brother. And I tried putting on a floaty on her. And she was really resistant because she just didn't want one. And I knew that if I would try to force it, she would have a full-blown meltdown, especially it being later in the afternoon. She did not nap. I knew that she would have a full-blown meltdown, and it would just make the situation a little bit more tricky, and there was a ton of people there, and we were having great conversations, and I just did not want to go through that. I chose not to, and I chose to just keep an eye on her and watch her as I'm overhearing the conversation and just being part of conversation with my 2 sisters and the neighbor whose pool we were at. And so we were all literally sitting feet away from the pool, some of us closer, and I was looking to the right having conversation, the pool was to my left, and I kept glancing back and forth, and somehow I got pulled into the conversation and just got, you know, distracted a little bit and more focused on the conversation, and did not glance enough times to the left where my daughter was. And then all of a sudden, I hear my youngest sister scream Nelly, which is my daughter's name, and just bolt and jump into the pool. And all I see was 2 little hands that were sticking out of the pool. And she got my little girl out of the pool. And she must have been there only for several seconds, or we did not hear her fall into the pool. We just saw that her hands were sticking out. It wasn't a long time because she didn't really even swallow any water. But she took her out of the pool. But even before I was able to get out of my chair, like, her instincts were so fast, and she like ran. And I saw her hands sticking out as my sister was jumping into the pool to get her. And thank God that she saved her and pulled her out. And somehow none of us saw it. And my son was in the pool with another girl, and they were just, you know, playing, and they just did not see it. And I felt terrible. Like, I honestly felt, first of all, embarrassed that I did not pay attention to my daughter. Second of all, I felt so terrible as a mom. Like, it's my job to watch my kid and protect my daughter. And here I was, just distracted by a conversation while my little girl fell in the pool. An accident, right? And I felt terrible for not having a floaty on her, for not paying enough attention. And all of a sudden, all these thoughts, like, you're a horrible mom. How could you have done this? You didn't pay attention to your daughter. I felt horrible. I felt embarrassed in front of my sisters and my neighbor. I just felt terrible. And I took up my little girl and I wrapped her in a towel and I held her tight until she fell asleep on my lap. And I was so thankful to God that my sister was able to see her and pull her out in time. But I just felt horrible as a mom. I felt like I failed on one of the basic things that I needed to do: watch my kiddo and protect them and keep them safe. I have one little girl. What if something would have happened and she would have passed away, and I would feel horrible? And I battled with some of those feelings for a little while. And as I talked later on with my sisters, and my neighbor messaged me and checked in with me later on, she said, "Elizabeth, it could have happened to anybody. That was not intentional. You were paying attention. You just got distracted for a few seconds." And that's all it takes. That's all it takes, just a few seconds. And I had to redirect my thoughts. I had to shift my perspective, because what I was thinking was not helping me. It wasn't helping me grow into a better mom and become a better mom for my children. It was just beating myself down and maybe even shaming myself for not being aware enough. And one of my sisters said, she's like, "May this be just a good lesson for all of us to pay more attention at the pool or when our kids are in the water to make sure they are safe." And for me, even a better lesson to always have the floaty on my daughter no matter what. And I just want to let you know, I share this story so you know that I'm human. I make mistakes. That's one. That I also deal with negative self-talk that comes in, and I need to redirect those thoughts. That I did the best I could. It was not intentional. It could have happened to anybody. And this is a good lesson for me to do things differently moving forward. And just with all of that, I want to remind you that you are doing the best you can with your children to your mental and physical capacity. That's what my coach Tessa says. She says, you are doing the best you can to your mental and physical capacity when you are not showing up in the best way that is aligning with who you want to be for your family. It's because you are struggling and you have missing tools and skills, or you're just, something is going on that you're not capable of doing that. And when I was thinking about that, well, I could have paid more attention, and it was not intentional. It was a mistake. I made a mistake, and thank goodness it was something that was redeemed and my daughter was saved and everything turned out okay. But this is such a great lesson for me to be so much more aware and pay so much more attention next time, even if she has a floaty on. And my friend, I want to remind you that there will be times where you mess up and you make mistakes as a mom, and I want you to look at yourself from a lens of compassion. What would your best friend say to you in that moment if she saw what happened? Is she going to tell you, you are the worst mom in the world? You are a terrible mom for not paying attention. You are not even meant to be a mom. Is that what she would say? Or she would say, everybody makes mistakes. This could have happened to everybody. You were paying attention. You just got distracted for a little bit. And this is a good lesson for you to just have a floating on her next time and just constantly look at her. Next time when you're at the pool without maybe even looking at the people that are in the conversation or whatever it might be, right? And talk to yourself like you would talk to a best friend who had a mistake, who did a mistake, who, not like I am a mistake, but I made a mistake. And when we shame ourselves, we think that I am a mistake. And also there's our negative thoughts, and then there's negative thoughts that come from the enemy. Did you know that you have 80% of your thoughts are negative and 95% of them are repetitive? And in order to redirect them and feel empowered and take your thoughts captive, you have to intentionally work on it on a regular basis. It does not happen naturally. So my friend, I'm here to share this story with you so you understand that negative thoughts will come in, and there's a way to take them captive and redirect them and change them. And I want to invite you into my coaching program. I have a coaching program that is 12 weeks long. I just enrolled another mom last night, and I feel so excited, like so pumped and excited for her, because her life is about to flip upside down for the better and change. I want to take a few seconds to share with you about my coaching program. It is 12 weeks long, and we work on understanding the root of your anger and your triggers. We work on proactively lowering your stress levels and things that you can control in your life. We learn how to process and release emotions in a healthy way and set a positive example for your kids, how to deal with difficult emotions. And then you get to teach that to your children and pass that on. And then the last section is taking your thoughts captive and empowering your mind with positive thoughts that are serving you and supporting you, because your thoughts lead to your feelings and that leads to your actions. So you need to know how to take your thoughts captive, practically speaking, and redirect them so you feel more empowered and in control instead of out of control. My friend, if you've noticed that in your life that all your kids see are negative reactions out of you, if you're afraid that your kids will have really bad memories of you as a mom, that your anger is controlling your life, and you want to leave a positive example to them, something that they can model. There is a verse in the Bible that Paul says, follow me the way I follow Christ, imitate me the way I imitate Christ. You need to be able to say that to your children. Imitate me the way I imitate Christ. Deal with anger the way that I deal with anger. You want to get to that point where you can say that to your children. I remember hearing that in one of the seminars, parenting seminars from Chip Ingram, and he said that you need to become that parent where you can say to your children, follow Jesus the way I follow Jesus. Deal with anger the way I deal with anger. My friend, and if you are afraid that you're setting a negative example for your kids, if you're noticing that your kids are repeating the same exact patterns and saying the same hurtful and destructive words that you are saying when you feel angry, my friend, it's time for a change. And you get to make that change. You get to decide today if you want to make those changes in your life. If you've listened to podcasts, if you've read the books, if you've done passive courses and you have not seen changes in your life, my friend, I'm going to share something with you. Less than 2% of the people that buy a passive course actually complete it and implement what's in it. Less than 0.5% of people who read a book, let's say on anger management, first of all, finish it and take action what's in the book. But if you work with a coach that supports you and has accountability for you, your success rate goes to 95%. In my coaching program, you get weekly lessons that and trainings that are dropped. You have homework assignments that you have to submit to me and take pictures and send them over to me on a voice messaging app. You have weekly coaching calls. I check in with you 3 to 4 times a week. I message you and see how you are doing. I'm not waiting for you to respond to me. I message you and say, hey, how's it going? How are you doing with your homework assignments? How are things going at home with the kids? How can I pray for you? I encourage you. I answer your questions. I help you when you do mess up and help you walk through those thoughts that are consuming you, the negative thoughts and feelings. I am supporting you so much during this program. You will see massive changes in just a couple weeks. I'm not even kidding. Every single mom that started working with me has seen massive changes within a couple weeks. And then you're here with me for 12 weeks. And the cool thing is I shared with you before, I have a client who is homeschooling her autistic son. And her and him had a lot of tension and lots of triggers and a lot of reactions, both of them, when she joined my program. There was constant tension in homeschooling, and she was afraid that it would just ruin her relationship with her son. She already has grown kids that her relationship is a little bit rocky with them because of her angry reactions and controlling things that she wants to control, things that are out of her control. Well, when she started working with me, a few weeks in, she shared with me that her son and her had the best homeschooling day they've ever had, which is so exciting because she said he likes to rate his homeschooling days on a scale of 0 to 10, and he's never gotten a 10 out of 10 because when his dad comes home from work, he likes to tell him what his score was for the day for homeschooling, how well he did with, you know, just staying in task and completing it without maybe throwing fits and tantrums. And a few weeks into the coaching program, they had a day that was a 10 out of 10. And he was so excited to share with his dad because now when I check in with my client, most days they have really good days. They have really good days. And that is so exciting. And the other thing that she shared was that she's about 6 and 7 weeks in. She said that he told her the other day, he's like, Mom, I love homeschooling. And the reason he said that is because of the dynamic that shifted between them. Because when she first joined, she was really reactive and easily triggered. And there was constant tension because she wanted things done a certain way. And it felt really frustrating. And there was both anger on both of their ends and big emotions. And now their homeschooling goes much smoother. And most of it is really well. And pretty calm, and they feel good at the end of the day. And I want to let you know that that is possible for you too, my friend. It is possible for you to change your ways of reacting with your kids and create new ways of responding. It does take work though. So if you are in a place where you want to make these changes and you're ready to take action, you are thinking, okay, what? You know what? I'm so done feeling reactive. I am so done with my kids constantly looking at me and seeing my negative reactions and modeling poor actions to your children. If you're so done being there and you're ready to make a change, my friend, I want to invite you to join me in my Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program. It will change your life. I'm not even kidding. It will change your life. I know that this is so valuable. You get to transform your life. You get to transform your children's life. You get to leave positive memories of you to your children. You also get to transform your marriage. Every single woman that has worked with me, she comes in because she's focusing on her parenting and motherhood. The cool thing is that everything you're learning in this program, it will not just stay in your parenting. It will bleed into other relationships in your life in a good way. It will transform your marriage as well. You're going to be able to manage your emotions and communicate so much better in your marriage. If you're struggling in anger with your kids, you're very likely struggling with anger in your marriage as well. And it's affecting your relationships in a negative way. My friend, I want to ask you this question. If nothing changes, what is going to happen 5 years from today? What are your relationships going to look like with your husband and with your children? One of the moms that recently finished my coaching program, she said, when I asked her this question, she said, I would probably get divorced and not even be with my kids anymore because of my anger struggles. So I want to ask you, what's going to happen 5 years from today if nothing changes? If you're dealing with anger the same way that you're dealing, how are your relationships going to be with your spouse? How are your relationships going to be with your children? Do they feel safe coming to you and sharing what's on their heart and what's going on? Do they feel safe telling you the truth when they made a mistake and messed up? Or are they so afraid of your angry reactions that they lied to you because of the way that you react? My friend, I want to let you know that you are a good mom. You're just having a hard time. If you feel like you're an angry mom that's constantly reacting and just blowing up over the little things, that your kids have to walk on eggshells, this is the time to do something about it. Mother's Day is coming up. I would love for you to join my program. This can be a gift for you on Mother's Day. This is going to benefit you. It's going to benefit your kids and your spouse directly. It's going to benefit everyone around you. No one is benefiting from a mom who's feeling reactive and angry and saying and doing hurtful and damaging things. Everyone is benefiting from a mom who is calm and patient and stable and empathetic and loving and kind and understanding. Everyone is benefiting from that. And I want to invite you to become that mom. If you tried stuff on your own and it hasn't worked, this is the path. And I promise you, you will see massive changes in your life. My program is 100% money back guarantee. If you show up and you do the work and you don't see changes at 12 weeks, I will do a full refund. We sign a contract on that. But every mom that has enrolled in my coaching program saw such massive changes, she didn't need a refund, because her life changed so much. So my friend, if this is something that you need, your next step is to scroll down in the show notes and book a consultation call with me. Book a call. Let's get on this call. Your husband can get on this call. We can chat about how I can help you and if my program is the next right thing for you. Thanks for being here. I'm so happy that you were able to come. I wanted to share with you one Amazon product that I've been loving lately that I think you're going to enjoy as well, and I will link it for you in the show notes. So this week, I wanted to share with you a CuraMed supplement. So if you're dealing with inflammation in your body and you want to have a natural way to cope with it and deal with it, CuraMed is 5 times stronger than turmeric. It's like they extract the and the stuff in the turmeric that is so strong for immune support, and they put it in a capsule form. So if this is something that you're into and if you're crunchy like me and you want to deal with things from a natural perspective, obviously talk to your doctor. I am no physician or anything, but I like to take supplements that support me. And so this one is really good. It has really good reviews, and I will link it for you in the show notes. Until next time, friend. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes? This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.